This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning from Mercy Ships, Nurse Sonia Dawson, who's worked in infection prevention and also as a control nurse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've just seen that there is a brand new 8-part series called The Surgery Ship, focusing on the amazing work of Mercy Ships, following volunteers as they go into the poorest nations on earth, carrying out life-saving medical services. It is incredible to watch. What was your motivation for joining Mercy Ships initially?
I signed up in 1994 for 3 months and worked as a volunteer registered nurse and was only there about 2 or 3 weeks and thought, wow, this is amazing work. I could stay here forever. And that 3 months turned into 6 months, which turned into almost 12 years.
Mm.
I came back to Australia and then have gone back again. I came back to get married and then I've taken my husband back.
Wow. Now, can you take us through a typical day on the ship? Like how long are your working hours? What are you doing?
Oh, you could work 24 hours a day if you wanted, but that's not helpful really for those that are there. Usually get up and have breakfast at about 6, and then depending on the role that you have, the hospital functions like a hospital in Australia where there's shifts, and so there's 3 shifts for the nurses and the operating room functions from Monday to Friday. But, of course, if there's an emergency after hours, we all pitch in and help and it's all hands on deck.
And this isn't just like a sort of free medical services made available to people, although it is free. The extent of the need in these different areas, it seems so extreme. Having watched just the first episode alone, the conditions really, they really physically sort of make people look disfigured and there is just such a challenge there. What are some of the medical conditions that they are facing?
Well, there's a whole range of issues. The things that Mercy Ships deals with include head and neck surgery, so tumours on the face, cleft palates and cleft lips, a condition called NOMA, which is like a flesh-eating disease that sort of eats away people's faces.
Mm.
And then we do eye surgery, orthopaedics on kids, feet for club feet, windswept legs. There's some help for women's obstetrical problems, so vesicovaginal fistulas and, burn contracture releases. There's plastic plastic surgery. There's a lot of different situations that patients come to us with that really have tried over and over and over again to get help and haven't been able to find that help in their country. And sadly, you know, there's a United Nations has a Human Development Index, and Australia ranks second out of 188 countries on that index, and Benin, which is where the ship has just been, is ranked 166th. So it's really down there on the the lower end. That's based on quality of life and access to health services and education, etc. So it's really fulfilling a great need. Mercy Ships also actually not only offers free and really high standard, safe, timely surgery, but it actually offers support to strengthen the surgical health systems of the country.
Mm.
So we can actually then help lessen the dependence on external help by promoting and doing training with doctors and nurses and anaesthesia personnel and biomedical engineers, helping to make the hospital safer, etc.
Sonia, I imagine that moment, the boat pulls into the port and then you look out and you've only got a limited amount of surgery theatres and you see thousands of people lining the docks to get in to see you. I mean, I would guess the most challenging moment is assessing who you can take and who you can't take.
That is a challenge. And if you looked at the big need and didn't look at that one person in front of you, you'd actually get overwhelmed and probably give up. And there are many situations where we have been in that position where there's just so many people out there and we just look and shrug our shoulders and think, how can we deal with all these people? But the screening system has changed a little bit now. So we have a screening team that is there for the whole time instead of just at the beginning. And so we actually have a really good system that we can process and look at different people as they come through. And quite often what happens is one person gets help and they go back to their village and they've had their cleft lip repaired, and then, you know, three other people come out of the woodwork that have got cleft lips and find the courage to come down to visit and say that we've got the same problem. So we're able to deal with that. But yes, it is difficult. There are many that we have to say no to, and that's really because we're functioning within the scope of practice that we've chosen to. And many people come with other things that, you know, we just don't deal with. We don't have neurosurgeons or, you know, cardiac surgery or things that, you know, are outside of the complicated surgeries that we do.
Yeah, and it was really encouraging. One scene in the first episode shows just the care and attention that the volunteers of Mercy Ship really give to each person. Whether they end up getting a yes or a no, they're comforted and sort of talked through the entire process with, which was lovely. For you, knowing how hard it is for each of those different patients, what is it that gives you hope when you see that queue and you look at that big need?
Well, Mercy Ships is a Christian organisation, and being able to share the love of Christ doesn't always mean giving them surgery. Although we would love to be able to do surgery on everyone, we can actually give that tangible hope to people with the good news of Jesus, and that's what keeps me going, because there's life beyond this, and we can offer that hope to those that perhaps can't be healed in this life, but they can in the next life.
Now, Sonia, you've just come off a double ship on the boat. It's been lined up wall to wall. You're completely exhausted. What are you going to do for fun now that you've off shift?
Oh, there's lots of... It's a very lively community. There's about 400 or 450 people any one stage that work on the ship, and they're not all doctors and nurses. Obviously, it's a community, and so we have in the middle of the ship. There's a little Starbucks cafe. Starbucks donates all the coffee.
So great.
Life wouldn't be right without coffee. So, you know, obviously we can get a cup of coffee and have a play board games, and you know, there's volleyball on the dock, and there's a very small swimming pool that you can bounce around in to cool off because it gets really hot in West Africa. And yes, there's many, many things that people get involved with.
Sonia, it just sounds like an incredible mixture of all the ups and downs emotionally, but it's an incredible work that Mercy Ships do. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.